day.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, how's everybody?
Great.
Everybody good? Everybody feel happy this morning? Today we're going to celebrate what?
Mother's
Day. It's an awesome time of year, isn't it? Especially for mothers that have had kids when their kids come back and see them and surprise them. Amen. How many of y'all have a memory of your mother from your childhood that you can look back at and say, man, I had fun. We have fun. Hey, not all of them are going to be fun, right? Not all of the memories that we have of our childhood with our parents or mom is going to be fun. But when we remember the ones that are, we truly appreciate them that much more, don't we? Especially if they might pass on in the meantime. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Mothers. That's the title. Big. I worked out, man. I worked hard on that title. I'm just going to say, your title goes online and here. Mother's Day Sermon. That's a big title. I worked 3 weeks on that. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't think of a better title for it since we're celebrating Mother's Day than Mother's Day Sermon today. Amen. For those that are watching at home, if you have any prayer requests or any comments or anything, please put those on the page. And we will address those. Amen. So guess what? Everybody say, I like my mom.
I love my mom.
There we go. That works too. We love our grandmas too, don't we? We can celebrate them later in the year, though, don't we? Amen. I'm going to give y'all little pieces of history. Y'all may not know this. You might, but you may not. The word mother is mentioned 321 times in the Bible. The word mother is mentioned 321 times in the Bible. So I don't know about you, but I think if God was going to mention mothers that many times, we should celebrate it, right? So your message today is actually going to come back. We're going to look at some mothers from the Bible that we may never have thought of in that way. We always think of them maybe in a different setting, in a different light. But we're going to talk about those. And I don't know about you, but I know when I was growing up, it was good to have a home that I could celebrate Mother's Day with. And I was lucky enough to have a mother and a foster mother at the same time. So I got the double share Mother's Day. But if y'all can think of a memory, a good memory that you had, keep that on your heart as we go through the message today, okay? So as we gather to celebrate Mother's Day, we're reminded of the immeasurable impacts that mothers have on our lives. The love, the care, and sacrifices. How many of y'all know your mom made some sacrifices for you? Amen. The sacrifices that they made for their children are truly awe-inspiring and worthy of celebration, isn't it? In Proverbs 31:28, we read this. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. This verse reminds us of the honor and respect that mothers deserve for all they do in their lives and even somebody else's lives. It's a reminder that we should express our gratitudes and appreciation for our mothers, not just on this special day of Mother's Day, right? But every day that we've got them here with us. Amen. Mothers play a significant role in the Bible, as they do in many cultures and religions. The stories of mothers in the Bible highlight the immense love, the immense strength, and the immense resilience required to raise a child and navigate through the challenges of life. From Eve, y'all remember Eve, don't you? Who was Eve? Who was Eve? I'm going to give y'all a hint. What day is it?
Mother's Day.
Yep. Eve was the first mother. Amen. Eve was the first mother. All the kids came from. Right. Top mom right there. Started the mom. Started the motherhood. Amen. We're going to talk from her to Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Bible is filled with women who serve as examples of motherhood. in this message will explore some of the key stories of mothers in the Bible and their enduring lessons for the mothers and families that we have for today. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way this morning, Lord. May your Holy Spirit speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your words spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that you have for us about mothers today, Jesus. And Lord, may you be with us through the end of the service. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen.
The story of Adam and Eve is one of the most well-known in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, Eve is created from Adam's rib and is the first woman on earth. She becomes a mother of who? Three people: Cain, Abel, and Seth. However, y'all always know that there are however in some stories, isn't it? However, Eve is also known for her role in the fall of man. According to the Bible, Eve was tempted by the serpent. Eve was tempted by the serpent, get that word right, to eat the fruit from the tree from the knowledge of good and evil. She then convinced her boy. Y'all know women always convince us guys to do things, right? She then convinced Adam to eat it as well, leading to their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. But despite that, despite her role in the fall, Eve is also a symbol of motherhood and the beginnings of humanity. As the first mother, she embodies the struggles and joys of raising a child in a world that was not always kind. Her story reminds us of the power of maternal love and the importance of maturing and protecting our children. Your second mother is Sarah. Sarah is the mother of nations. Sarah is the wife of Abraham. Is a prominent figure in the Old Testament. She's known for her beauty and her long struggle with infertility. If y'all don't know what infertility means, I mean, she can't have a baby. She can't have a baby and none of those kids, right? However, what happened? She was a little old, wasn't she? She was 90. She was 90 years old. She miraculously gave birth to a son named Isaac. And Isaac would go on to become the father of Jacob, who would become the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. So she was the mother of nations, wasn't she? Sarah's story is a testament to the power and the faith of the rewards of patience. Despite her age and odds against her, she never gave up hope, did she? She never gave up hope of becoming a mother. Her unwavering faith, probably faith that we need to have today, in God's promises, was ultimately rewarded with the birth of her son. Her story also reminds us that miracles can happen even in the face of seemingly impossible odds, and that God is always with us, even in our darkest moments. Amen? Your next mother is Hannah. Hannah was the power of prayer. Hannah was the wife, I'm not going to pronounce this right, of Elkanah. Is another mother, or prominent mother in the Bible. She was also unable to conceive a child, and this brought her great sorrow. She went to the temple and prayed and promised God that if he would give her a son, she would dedicate him to his service. Her prayers were answered, and she gave birth to a son named Samuel, who would go on to become a prophet and a judge of Israel. Hannah's story teaches us this. Teaches us about the power of prayer and the importance of trusting God's plan. She was able to overcome her despair and find comfort in her faith, and her prayer was answered with the gift of a son. Her commitment to dedicating Samuel to God's service is also a reminder of the importance of raising children with a strong spiritual foundation. And your last mother, Jochebed. probably didn't pronounce that correct, but it's Jochebed, the mother of Moses. Jochebed is the mother of Moses, one of the most important figures in the Bible. When Moses was born, the Pharaoh had ordered all Hebrew boys to be killed. And Jochebed determined to save her son, placed him in a basket, and set him adrift on the Nile River. He was found by the Pharaoh's daughter and raised as her own son. Jochebed's story is a testament to the lengths a mother will go to protect her child. She risked her own life, didn't she? She risked her own life to save Moses. And her bravery and ingenuity ultimately led to his salvation. Her story also highlights the power of adoption and the impact that a loving parent can have on a child's life. Whether it be physical child or one being taken in from the outside. The Bible also teaches us about the unique role that mothers play in the lives of our children. In Deuteronomy 6:6-7, we read, "As these words, and these words that I command you today, shall be on your heart, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." This verse emphasizes the importance of teaching children about God's Word and His love, which is something that mothers are uniquely equipped to do, even more so than fathers. Amen. In addition to their role as teachers, mothers are also called to be examples of God's love and God's grace. In Ephesians 5:1-2, we read this, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." This verse reminds us that we should strive to imitate God's love in everything and all that we do. And this is something that mothers often do naturally, isn't it? Of course, we know not all mothers are perfect, are they? Hey, was your mom perfect? I know my mom wasn't perfect. Amen. If you have a perfect mom, comment online saying I had a perfect mom. But we know that not all of them are perfect, are they? Some of them may have made mistakes or faced challenges in their parenting journey. How many of y'all know now we still make mistakes in our parenting journey? Amen. However, as children, we're called to honor and respect our mothers regardless of their imperfections. In Exodus 20:12, we read this, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you." This verse reminds each one of us that honoring our parents is not just a suggestion, but a commandment from our Lord and Savior, our God. Amen. As we celebrate Mother's Day today, let us take the time to reflect on the incredible impacts that our mothers have had on our lives. Let us thank them for their love. Let's thank them for their care. Let's thank them for their sacrifices. And let us honor them in the way that God commands us to do. May we also remember the mothers who are no longer with us and pray for God's comfort and peace for those who are grieving on this day. I ask you today, How can you honor your mother and father today, or mother today? Is there some pain from the past that's stopping you and your mother from having a relationship? I pray if there is, that God removes that barrier for you here today. And finally, let's give thanks to our Heavenly Father for the gifts of our mothers. May He continue to bless and guide them so that they will fulfill their important roles in their lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank you for getting me out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your blessing and your message on mothers today, Lord. Lord, may each one of us get a new attitude about our mom today, Lord. Lord, may we follow the way your word tells us to, Lord.
May we get ourselves out of the way, Lord, and allow you to lead, guide, and direct each one of us, Lord. Lord, if any of us have had issues with mom, Lord, I pray right now that you put it on our hearts to address those issues and get them resolved, Lord. Because there's nothing more important than our moms and our lives, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blessing, Lord, and each and everything you do. I ask you to go with us to our next appointed time. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.